You're in a dark room. There's a chest in the room, but you can't see very well. You have a torch in your left hand, and there's some movement in the corner. What do you do?
I podcast magic missile.
Nothing is happening at all today.
It is. Souls of Steel. Alright, so if we are all ready... Duncan, formally introduce yourself.
I'm Chet. I'm male, shaggy hair, baby-faced, curious eyes. My body type and posture is scrawny and slouched. And how do I wear my uniform? Wrong, most of the time. I'm the rookie. And my moves are Guilt Trip. I can seduce and manipulate someone with heart instead of style. Shell Shock. Whenever someone on your team dies, you get +1 steel to a maximum of 3. And I'm new here. When you ask a squad mate for advice and they give it honestly, take +1 forward on the advice. If you act on it, they mark XP.
Nice.
I would point out that team doesn't necessarily mean the people at this table. Team could be anyone you're working closely with. Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about your personality?
Oh, well, I'm a grad student, and I got shipped here kind of fast because I'm the most expert person in my field who is young enough to be here. Because you can't teach an old professor new tricks. In case it wasn't clear to everyone, I'm also the medic. I'm well supplied and have a field kit and can patch you up. So, yeah.
I'm Artemis. I'm female. Cropped blonde hair. What's left of it. Nice blue eye. Lots of cybernetics. About half of my body was badly damaged. And, well, what's left of me works pretty well. Now they put me back together. I have a straight posture. A little on the broad shoulder side. Statuesque. I wear my uniform neat. But I wear it with the collar open, and that's partially the way I've always worn it, but partially is because it shows the demarcation. The entire right side of my body is cybernetic, and there's some pretty horrific scarring on my chest. So it kind of exposes some, just a little bit of that,
you know,
hot robot cleavage.
Sorry, Dana.
Unless I just really not hot robot cleavage is the thing. That's
right,
the problem.
Exactly.
I'm short on heart. High on style, as a leader is supposed to be. Always carry myself well. I have the following moves. I have leadership, which says at the end of a deployment, if my team has achieved all of their objectives, hold 3. If they have achieved some of their objectives, hold 1. Spend this hold 1 for 1 during debriefing to give one of your teammates respect. I have stand and fight. When I call out the enemy, I can intentionally draw aggro by rolling style instead of fire. And I have, you want to blame someone? Blame me. When I try to get someone out of trouble with command, roll plus style. On a 10+, I do it. On a 7-9, I take the blame instead. And we can talk about my specialty is combat related, so I don't need to get into sniper yet.
Okay.
She doesn't like to get close to people. She's been scarred mentally as well as physically. She doesn't sort of feel like a person or like a whole person anymore.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's a difficult situation for her. I'm putting a little bit of myself into this character.
I am Ix, the misfit test pilot. I am female. I am humanoid. We will get more later into what all kinds of adaptations I have. I am straight and stiff, and I wear my uniform perfectly.
Nice. Opposites.
My abilities are Nerves of Steel and Resident Psychopath. So I can roll steel instead of style for doing something gutsy. And if I propose an insane or completely inappropriate solution to a problem, and someone, even me, acts on it, I get XP.
Well, I'm doing it, not you.
I like that move.
Just a little bit of background is that my character was a scientist for the enemy. She made weapons that killed most of your family and friends, and she doesn't care. She is on your side only because Zarin's family was killed by some of our previous side. Zarin defected, and I came with Zarin. I don't want to be here. Zarin, again, being my mech.
Zarin's mad.
And I am cold, hateful, rude, and unpleasant in every way possible, unless I'm in my mech.
I can't wait. So my name is Graham. and I am the veteran quartermaster. I'm female. I'm pretty old. Look to be about 50s, but that does not necessarily mean I am that old, because I'm battle-hardened. She's pretty short and has sort of steely gray hair, a lined face. She has sort of a matronly figure, is sort of a fierce den mother type, but not a sort of coddly, squishy, huggy, more like a tiger mom kind of, you know, do stuff, get it done, scruff you, take you out of battle. She wears her uniform with the sleeves rolled up, which expose all these sort of layers of old scars and how she's missing the tips of a couple of her fingers and always looks like she's ready to get work done. She has a lot of steel and +1 fire, +1 brains, -1 style, because, you know, she's old and I guess that's not hot enough for you whippersnappers. I have a last stand, which is something that I will only use when I'm about to die. I have death glare, which is when I get into somebody's face, I can roll steel instead of fire. And never again, which is when I come to the rescue, I can roll steel instead of heart. And my mech is called Baby, and I love her. She's my baby.
Like a poodle.
Yeah, she's like the big turtle baby. Hmm. Oh, and I'm a quartermaster, which does matter. I basically am a market, like, that you can pay respect. If when somebody wants something you can get, they pay respect, and I roll respect spent, and then things might show up. Who knows? Basically, I make sure you're fed.
Master Sergeant Farrell Black. He likes to dress nice. The only part of his uniform that he actually wears, if that, is a military coat hanging off his shoulders. He has a disdain for the uniform because he feels it is a facade intended to give the illusion of order when chaos is the natural order of the universe. He is not really cold, but he's very composed and non-empathetic. Mm-hmm. In terms of move, he has precision strike, which just means he uses brains instead of fire to do attacks. Psychoanalysis. When I'm alone with someone, I may roll brains instead of heart to connect with someone. And for my third thing is a side project. As the scout, I have a prototype cloaking device.
Nice.
It's not complete, which is what I'm working on. Right now it has a severe time limit. It was kind of a detriment. That's what the missile racks are. They're not really missile racks. You see, they're kind of like the theater, projection lights. It's projection based still.
Nice. All right, so it looks like we've been introduced, and now you have been assembled.
I guess we should do bonds and stuff like that first.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, we start with someone, and then that person describes a relationship they have with someone to their left. And that person describes whether it is a friendship or rivalry. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
I've switched to using the word connection because that's much more general. Connection. Unless people kind of go much deeper in terms of what that means.
Okay.
A little broader.
Sounds good. So let's start with you, Duncan.
All right. So, Artemis has not been real nice to Chet, but she has taught him a lot of things, just in kind of a condescending fashion.
Well, Chet's got to learn to pull his weight. He's new. And, you know, the new guys, they always need a little bit of guidance. But, I mean, you know, I don't like his attitude. That's a rivalry. He just doesn't seem to be focusing. Ix. When Ix was assigned to the squad, I thought Command was crazy. But yeah, so I took a special interest in them. Her, him, help me out here.
Her.
Her, okay. It was hard to tell at first. Her mind works in ways that I don't understand. She's tapped into something bigger than herself. I don't really know what to make of it. But I have spent a lot of time with her trying to figure it out. Actually, I think when you came on, yes, she didn't know what to think, but at the same time, you were this outsider who didn't quite fit in. And I think, honestly, Artemis sincerely believes that you can be reached. That deep down inside, you want to be reached. The same way she sort of wants to be reached.
Aww, you want those people.
Beneath your cold exterior is soft, squishy muffin interior.
Yep. Shipping it already.
Now the question is, how are you reacting to that?
Some people are.
I have no reason to kill Artemis.
So friendship, you say?
Friendship. Cordial friendship.
I think it's the most awkward friendship in the whole world.
Which world?
But I do feel like less of a weirdo around her.
Let's be weird together.
Oh, less of a freak.
Yeah. I'm not a status game. Yeah.
Not yet.
I developed the weapons that killed Graham's family.
Yeah, I hate you a lot. A lot. I hate you lots.
Awesome.
Hate. That's not even a rivalry. That's just straight hate. But can I add one note?
Mm-hmm.
That because I have a sort of biological, like a very biological mech as well, that my mech really likes yours in a sort of dumb puppy dog kind of way.
That's fine.
That's awesome.
It's always like, like headbutting it, like, I love you.
I like how quickly you said that too. Yeah, I hate you.
Thank you so much. It seems like Farrell can sort of take care of himself, and I'm not as concerned with making sure he makes it out alive as I am necessarily with the others. It seems like you have some, you know, a little bit of wits about you. But, you know, I don't feel... I don't feel personally responsible for making sure you make it out alive. Not the same way I feel responsible for the Rippy.
Well, you know, in that case, then I would say... Graham and Farrell have a positive relationship.
Yeah.
Now, normally he would find her, like, motherly doting ways really annoying. But since she obviously seems to let him do kind of his thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
She leaves you alone, pretty much.
We have an understanding.
Yeah, we have an understanding.
Alright. And finally, describe a relationship.
Chet, huh? I find Chet amusing, I suppose, from an intellectual perspective. Youth and naivete makes him moldable.
So, you'd say we're friends?
Yes.
All right.
In so many words. Also, I admire your medical knowledge, because that is to truly know oneself. It's to see what's inside.
It's nuts. Yeah. Alright, Sam. You guys have been called to the meeting room. What's a good name for a meeting?
Briefing room?
Briefing room, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Briefing room sounds good. That's where you wear briefs. You have been called to the briefing room of your drop ship. It has been released from the main starship. However...
Should we give names to these things?
Sure. Name it. Someone came up with a name.
Fist of Apollo.
I was going to say Fist of something, right?
Yeah.
Feels like it's got to be a fist of some kind.
It does.
Fist of Apollo it is.
Yeah.
You are hurtling towards the MIC, or Multi-Species Interstellar Civilization Planet. You're hurtling towards it, and you've been called for a briefing just before planetfall. Inside the briefing room, you see Commander Sasaki sitting at her desk, kneading her hands, shuffling papers around nervously. Standing behind her and to her right is Lieutenant Morale, a thick, barrel-chested woman, the sour glower on her face. And then something exciting. You get a call from the other dropship. This is the Fist of Apollo. Come in, other dropship.
Fist of Apollo. What's our dropship's name?
The Foot of Apollo.
How about Achilles' heel?
We've decided you're Achilles' heel.
The Admiral, who is the commanding officer on this ship, she is a French woman. We're going to say that her name is Vivian. Steps up to explain everyone exactly what we're doing here. So, as you know, our technology is a mixture of traditional electronic machinery and alien biological systems adapted from the multi-species interstellar civilization. First and most important among these systems is the direct current sponge, which serves as the power source for all of our biomechanical apparatus. The DCS requires an atmosphere rich in the mutagenic mixture of alien microspores we collectively refer to as electroplasm. As all MIC colonized worlds are saturated with electroplasm, makes operating on that territory very convenient. Unfortunately, electroplasm is expensive and difficult to produce artificially. The mix presents some way of producing vast quantities of electroplasm tactically. Your mission is to identify this process and acquire all the necessary components and materials to reproduce it. Our covert strike team is being dispatched to the Gliese 433 star system, which is home to the home planet of the entire MIC collective. Our carrier is going to position itself in the shadow of Gliese 433P, the innermost planet of the system, which will actually put us slightly inside the sun. This should make us quite impossible for them to detect, but it will also make communication extremely difficult. You're going to launch in two disassembling dropships to land on Gliese 433C7, a moon of the colossal gas planet C. This moon is bigger than Earth, and it is the home planet of men. Upon landing, your team is free to operate under its own reconnaissance to complete its mission. You will be equipped with all the equipment and biomachinery necessary to exist on 7 indefinitely. There will be no regular communication or material support from the carrier. Every 100 hours, your team must send a mission status report back to the carrier via direct laser transmission. The details of this will be for communications on. If this transmission is not received, command will assume your team has been killed or captured, and the carrier will withdraw to friendly space. Upon completion or determination of possibility of mission objective, the team is responsible for its own extraction back to the carrier. So let's go ahead and do a little roll call here. Team Will, why don't you guys start?
Commander Sasaki clears her throat. The primary combatants of the Fist of Apollo are...
Chet. Chet. The rookie. Chet. I'm the medic.
Yes, we know you're a rookie.
Yes.
We can tell.
This is Artemis here. I'm the leader of this group and the sniper.
This is Ix.
This is Graham, the veteran quartermaster.
Master Sergeant Farrell Black, Specialist Scout.
That is the completion of our team. Come in, Achilles' heel.
It's fine. It's fine, I'm laughing. What's up with you, Badger?
Hey, I'm Badger. I carry the big gun, so you don't have to. I'm Rocket. If it's not broken, then I can fix it.
I'm Captain Eugene Benson of Strip 5. I'm the commanding officer of this detail, and you will report to me. Strike 5 will be your commanding officer for this mission. He'll have the final word on all decisions once you guys are on plant side and out of contact with care.
And, I'm Starfish. I am the other SD9 for the Colonel Scout.
Alright, team. Go about your business, make appropriate preparations, and report to launch at, 700.
Alright. Fist of Apollo out.
Achilles heel out.
I could have been goldfish.
What?
Could have been starfish and goldfish.
Starfish.
All right. You heard the commander, says Commander Sasuke. One command. See a bunch of them. You heard the commander. You are now dismissed. Be prepared for planetfall in 8 hours. So, I was thinking what we might do. Maybe a little day in the life. Let's start with our friendly noob.
Chet?
Well, what is there to say? I guess for most of this trip, I've been making sure that my medical supplies are all in the right places. So I wake up and I do that in the morning.
But what are you going to do right now? You're in the mission briefing room. Are you just going to kind of cheese it out?
Yeah, I guess I'd probably just go to the cafeteria.
If they can't find you, they can't give you orders.
Exactly.
Alright. So, you are heading down to the cafeteria. What is your least favorite thing about the cafeteria?
My least favorite thing about the cafeteria is that sometimes, if, like, a drill sergeant or somebody is there, they might try and make you eat a certain way, which is weird to me. They want you to be all rigid and not enjoy your food. And they yell at me sometimes
Now, how does Sergeant Ghazi tell you to eat your food?
He usually says,
"Back up straight, private!"
I'm not a private, technically speaking. And then he says,
"Put that food in your mouth! Move your arm 90 degree angles!"
Or something. I don't know. I don't like it.
You walk into the cafeteria with little incident, but you notice that Sergeant Ghazi is in his usual spot, the third chair on the fourth table, facing the wall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess once I get my food...
Oh, so do you get your own food normally, or are you like, do you have any buddies you like to hang out there with? Anyone nice to you, or they just kind of give you shit?
Well, everyone? Most of the real military people give me shit, but there's a couple of other people who are on the medical staff who I kind of like. I usually eat with them, because at least we have something in common to talk about.
So, Dr. Zhu, he's one of your closer friends.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that he's in line right now. It's sort of a longish line. You could probably, wait. Probably would only be about 10 minutes or so.
No, I'm not into that. I run over to him. Hey, Dr. Zhu!
Oh, hey, Chet! How's it going?
Pretty good. So, are you eating lunch?
Well, not right now, because I'm in line for lunch.
But you're about to eat
lunch. I am about to be in line for lunch. A fat slop of gray gets placed on Dr. Zhu's plate.
Hey, can I get a plate, too? I ask the lunch people.
Jackson gives you a sour eye, but she's used to this garbage.
I just forgot my plate.
All right. And she produces a plate from underneath the food serving area. It's kind of wet recently, been washed, very warm.
I wipe it off on my uniform jacket.
Sergeant Ghazi looks over, gives you an eye you may have been used to.
I just kind of cringe a little bit and try and hold out my plate without making eye contact. I want my slop.
A big ol' fat dollop of slop gets put on your plate, too. And you and Dr. Zhu sit down. Do you have a specific table?
When I eat by myself, mm-hmm. I like to eat all the way in the back corner and face the wall.
So no one sees you?
Exactly. They can't even really tell it's me.
They'll never know where that graffiti came from.
Don't tell them I did that.
Oh, man.
I just kind of follow Dr. Zhu. When I stand next to him, it's like I get yelled at a little less because nobody wants to make him angry.
Oh,
maybe not really angry, just, you know, they respect him a little bit.
Well, so. I mean, I dressed the part, so maybe if you didn't wipe your uniform on, like, gray, maybe people wouldn't give you so much garbage. I mean, Sergeant Ghazi's just trying to look out for you.
That may be true, but I can look out for... you're right. Maybe I should respect Sergeant Ghazi more.
Hey! You slashing over there? Sergeant Ghazi shouts across the entire cafeteria. He stands up in what must be a rage directed at you, because despite nearly 20 people in the cafeteria, he looks you dead in the area between your eyes, near your nose. He's very precise. He storms over to you. What the hell are you doing? You're wiping your snot all over your uniform? What is this crap? Have you even washed this recently? God, you disgust me, you human garbage! And you hear quite a bit of yelling coming from the cafeteria.
Well, it was on the way to physical therapy and target practice, but... I think you see Artemis come through the door, sort of hands on hips, and she kind of takes in the room, and I think she's taking in the room. Can I read a...
That seems
good. Can I read a room? Oh, we haven't highlighted.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's a good idea. Let's, before we go any further, do some highlighting real quick. Chet, what's your favorite stat? Give me your favorite stat.
Heart.
Your favorite starts heart. That sounds heart. Great. What else you got? You kind of bad at anything?
I am bad.
Well, hold on a second. One of us is supposed to highlight a second stat.
Whatevs. Alright.
And typically, it's the person who has the rivalry with you first, then a friendship, then if none of those,
then let us do that. So you have a rivalry with Artemis.
Yeah.
Artemis. So, Artemis.
What should I have here? Let's see. I would actually like to see you do steel.
Alright.
Steel and heart.
Hmm.
Nice.
Keep us cool.
Alright.
He's clearly going to need it.
Artemis? You have a rivalry, but you already have it with Chet, so I don't know if we want to go back and forth.
It's fine if for the first day everybody pairs up. That's probably fine.
Chet, Artemis is at your mercy.
I would like to see you be stylish.
It is the thing I'm good at. And will?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you, stylish is your primary, yes?
Yep, style's primary.
I think I'm going to want to see you... I want to see you use your brains.
Seems reasonable.
Alright. Next. Z?
Ix.
Ix. Just read it backwards. Ix. Do you have a rivalry with anyone?
Yeah, two letters is bad for dyslexia.
Gets real wrong.
You get the whole word wrong.
You have a rivalry with me.
I do.
Alright. Pick something to highlight.
On my sheet?
We're going to report to each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're going to highlight X.
You go ahead.
This is tough. How much do I hate you? I don't hate that much. You should be brainy. I'll be nice to you.
Let's see. And you don't use heart for the most part. You know what? Let's have you use heart.
Yes! Good!
I totally use heart. You should be fiery.
I should be fiery? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think that will work well for your character.
Uh-huh. The character is also mostly steely.
I'm going to go with steel for your second one.
Yeah, thank you.
And, alright, Feral, or Black, who is your rival? Or do you have one?
He doesn't actually have one.
Oh, he likes you. Yes. Then your friend, I believe, is Chet, yes?
At the moment, yes.
Alright. You have to highlight something on the specialist. Let's steal this.
Ooh, I can be a rival with Artemis.
Brains.
Well, you'll develop that.
Okay.
Brains. And I think I want to see you be... I don't want necessarily two people. I'm going to have you brains and steel. We'll see how that works out.
What do you mean? You want me brains and steel?
So, every time you use a move that requires you to roll brains or roll plus steel, you're going to get... 1 XP.
Oh, this is like a goal. Try to use these stats.
Try to use those stats. Mm-hmm. You have the non-combat stats conveniently to the left of you.
The two clarifications that you might want here are, one, you don't have to succeed on the roll to get the XP.
No, you do not.
You just have to roll.
You also don't need to fail.
Yeah, it's not like Dungeon World. The other thing is that if you have a move that substitutes so that you're not rolling one of those stats for the same move that would have taken it, you don't get the XP. You actually have to roll that stat.
But then also, it is not. So if you used steel to roll for style, you do get steel.
You do get it for steel.
Okay.
Not for style.
Steel and brains.
I can steel and brains. Look for steely, brainy things.
Oh, wait. Simultaneously?
No.
No.
Okay. Just have to clarify.
It's just a guideline to sort of push you in a direction that we think would be interesting for your character.
Okay. Yeah, you don't
and
then
next session, you may have different highlights.
Yeah, you don't need to do these either. It's just a. All
right.
Yeah, it's an incentive.
It's an incentive.
However, I really heart, which I have minus one in.
Aww.
This is going to be wonderful.
Aww. Well, you certainly hear quite a bit of shouting. You probably recognize the voice of Sergeant Gazi.
I do, of course, recognize the voice of Sergeant Gazi. I know all the men on the ship. And women. Oh, well, that does get me all the way up to 7.
All right, and you are reading a room in a tense situation?
That's true.
So, let's see. What did you get, 7?
Yep.
Ask all your question.
What started this?
Sergeant Gazi is always a little ornery right before combat. Chet is just an easy target.
Fair enough. I stride over to where they're standing. So I assume Sergeant Gazi has come across the room.
He's walked all the way across the room, probably not over any tables, because that would not be dignified. And it's just...
He doesn't outright... I'm at least on par with him right now, right? Okay. I put a hand on the shoulder, and I say, I kind of, I spin him around with that swing. Actually, you know, I use my right hand. Mm-hmm. I come from that side. I use my right hand, which is the bionic hand. And I spin him around with a grip that's firm, yet not aggressive.
I don't know if you can spin someone around in a non-aggressive way.
I'm kind of moving him just very gently, so that I'm stepping around him, so that, like, here, I'll show you.
You're almost
I'm
not...
It's like this. Mm. Is what I'm doing, right?
Well, I'm not quite spinning around. No, I got you.
And then I say, Sergeant Ghazi, Chet here is one of my men. If you've got a problem with him, talk to me about it. And that's a move. And that's a 13.
Oh my.
So I get him out of trouble.
okay.
What seems to be the problem here?
He's wiping his gray all over his sleeve. He's slouching, talking loudly.
Look, Chet here is a bit of a mess, but he's an excellent pilot and an excellent medic. We'll get the rest of it straightened out, eventually. Right, Chet?
Yes. Ma'am.
Good.
Sir.
We're going to have a talk later, Chet.
I understand.
Sergeant Ghazi, you were new one time, right? You were new once.
I was, a long time ago.
And you learned.
I was never that green.
Well, things have changed. People are getting sent off to war without the kind of training that we got when we entered the service. Look, it's hard for everyone right now. I know everyone's nerves are a little bit frazzled, but let me take care of my people.
All right. See that you do take care of them. Get that cleaned up. And he just sort of gestures to all of you.
And the left side of my mouth turns up, and I take my hand off of his shoulder.
He walks away, sullen.
And I just sort of stand there looking at Chet.
Thank you, I guess.
You're welcome.
All right.
Dr. Zhu is just watching you two in rapt attention.
You were new once, right?
Yep.
Were you ever this new? I'm pointing to myself.
Nope.
But you can imagine how someone could be this new. I mean, you realize that 6 weeks ago, I didn't even know I was going to be here.
Yeah, you were a grad student at university.
Did you ever go to university?
Nope.
Oh.
So, yeah. How about that food?
The food is getting cold. Do you have something you want?
Well, I was hoping we could find some sort of common ground.
You know what? I haven't had lunch yet. Save me a space.
Okay. I take off my jacket and put it on the chair.
I can look down at it. Like, I have to sit there. Okay, whatever.
I hope not while it's still there. I'll pick it up.
Alright. We may get back to you in a little bit.
Oh, I know.
Alright. Ix, where do you like to go?
Ix goes about the only place she ever goes, and that is to speak with Zarin and prepare for the mission.
Is Zarin in the cargo hold with the other mechs?
No. Zarin has a separate, more secure area because Command does not quite trust us yet.
Understandable. Where is that? Is it just a secure room with nothing? It's got a 15-foot tall room for a 15-foot tall mech.
It's next door, basically, but it is simply a room for one, specially added room that was made for Zarin to be on this mission. But again, it's designed so that should Zarin betray Command, little damage could be done.
Does it have a security camera?
Sure, it has a
security. It definitely has a security camera. You're acutely aware that everything
perhaps
you say...
Perhaps even a security holocamera.
Yeah.
But luckily, you and Zarin don't necessarily need to use language they would understand.
Not even a little.
Are we nearing our destination?
8 hours.
How long is an hour?
I don't know. I don't think it's very long.
All right. So, what are we going to do when I know that our friends are going to need us. Are you prepared now? I know you weren't really on board with the whole leaving thing.
I care nothing for these people, but you can have your revenge.
These people, they don't even know what they're doing. They need us. They're in so much danger. Not just them. Their home. You know what it's like, your home in danger.
Of course I do, and I know you do very well, too. But these people are not our friends.
One day, maybe you'll learn that if you just reach out, you can have her, like me. You found me, didn't you?
I did, Zarin. But I think you might be the exception rather than the rule.
Well, with that attitude, I am. You know what you should do? I want you to go out and do one nice thing for someone. Just one. It won't even hurt you.
And what might such a thing even be?
What do you like?
Well, I suppose I enjoy creating weapons of mass destruction.
Alright, you should go help someone do that.
Fine, if I can find someone on this crew to rub the brain cells together.
That's, you know, these people are very smart. I believe in you. Go and have fun.
Will do, Zarin. Will do.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah, I'm on it.
May I add something? I just thought it'd be funny. So does your mech, since it's more biological, does it have eyes?
I don't know. It's sort of squiddy. I don't necessarily...
Squids have gigantic eyes.
Yeah.
Does it have eyelids?
No.
It doesn't have extremely long...
You want it to wink, don't you?
Yeah, I wanted to have a situation where it was like, how long is an hour? And then Ix can be like, well, it's 3,600 seconds. Do you know how long a second is? The time it takes for you to blink. So just blink 3,600 times. That's
I have a better idea. Thank you. That actually gives me a much better idea for explaining time.
So who do you think is going to be able to help you with this? Maybe some of the engineers. There's at least one specialist on board.
Yeah, what's a specialist's brains?
Two.
Oh, yes. Clearly, the answer is Vera. Or Feral.
Feral.
I need to fix it up here,
I'm sorry, I ruined you. I missed
it. Well, it could be that you simply have two old Fs and you call them Veral.
It's because you've got kind of a beak and it's hard.
How rude.
Oh my god, you have
That's
a beak?
Awesome. Yeah, sure, I
yes,
have a beak.
Yes, you have a beak.
Yep, there's my first appearance note.
You're like Cell. Or yeah, pre-insect Cell.
Yeah.
Where do you normally hang out? You just in the garage tinkering? Or in your lab?
Actually... So, Farrell is a very organized person. He has posted hours and everything. Certain hours of the day he is spending tinkering with the cloaking system. Certain hours, he's in his quarters, / where he has a personal office, and his doors are open to crew members, like Sergeant Gazi, right?
Mm-hmm.
To come in and vent about things that are bothering him.
Counselor Farrell.
Your undergrad major was psychology?
No, but Farrell dabbles in things.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, but,
other people's
so minds. Where would you be right now?
Psyche.
Actually, I would say that I'm holding a session right now. Sergeant Gazi is venting about how checks can't do anything right.
He never washes that thing, and I'm pretty sure that I've seen lipstick on that, and I don't even know, because lipstick isn't even used anymore. Where does he even get it?
And then, and then Artemis has to show up and tell him how to do his job.
God! Like Artemis is always up in my guts about that garbage. To which, you hear Gazi bawling about his garbage.
I have a mechanical question. Can I roll... for example, can I roll heart to determine what I am going to say to a person? As in, I would like to know whether or not I'm about to say something maybe half decent or something terribly wrong.
Does that
count? Asking me this?
So, yeah, I would say that
yes and no. If you're trying to convince somebody of something that's obviously a seducer manipulator, if you're trying to connect with someone, you're trying to have a conversation where you actually care about what they think or feel. Then, or you're trying to figure out what they think or feel, then you would roll connect with a person.
Yes.
On a failure, you can be completely tactless and stupid.
That's what I'm going
for. Yeah. But you have to start the conversation. Once you've engaged in conversation with someone, then you can totally roll connect with a person. Connect with someone, and you can roll hard.
Because I was hoping to do it as the start of the conversation, because I want the first thing out of her mouth
that's
to
fine.
Be...
As long as you intend to engage in conversation, yes. I think that's fine. Yes. Because remember the way you connect with someone... It you can ask them questions. I believe you can ask...
What, are you feeling?
Yeah. During the conversation, you can spend one for one to ask a question, but if you fail immediately.
Right.
What do you think?
And I want the failure to be represented by I say something.
Perfect. No, I love it.
Insane.
I love it, but again.
Let's do it.
Yeah, as soon as we engage in conversation, right,
so
with him.
I would like to try to connect with him.
But
basically,
you probably heard him all the down the hallway.
Oh no, I'm not trying to connect with Gazi. I'm coming to talk with Feral.
Feral.
Are you sort of the mm-hmm.
Taking notes? But am I really?
Drawing naked ladies.
No.
Oh, actually,
let's job search.
I think there's one thing first. I actually need to read the tense social situation first to determine what to even do. And I tank, which is perfect.
Right.
What do I think is happening?
So when you're reading a tense social situation, you are pretty sure that Sergeant Gazi is just chewing out Feral. He is just so upset with him and his whole team, which includes you. And so, nothing Chet ever did in his entire life. How did he even get into grad school? He's like three.
So I turn into the doorway and look straight at Feral. Why don't you just kill him?
Doctor Sergeant Gazi turns his head slowly to the door. What?
Worm, silence your harshness.
And his teammates are terrible! They're so aggressive like this jerk!
I am actually going to, because I value my professionalism, I'm going to roll steel to keep my cool, because I actually find this extremely hilarious.
Yeah, you're going to need to make sure that you're not about to burst out laughing.
I wouldn't say burst out laughing, but I need to have my composure not break.
It's not chortle. Uh-oh, what'd you get?
Oh, that worked out.
Awesome. Steel. 9.
A 9. Alright. Keep it cool. 7-9, you crack, hesitate, or show some weakness.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna give you... Sergeant Gazi has a bit of a sense of humor. And you're pretty sure he's trying to make you laugh. You've seen this before, but you're not sure. You might... Do you want to, like, throw him a bone here, or...
I'm gonna give him a little chuckle and see what happens. See how he reacts.
Nice.
Why do you laugh at him? Do his antics amuse you?
We're told to that.
Sergeant Gazi sort of leans over. Professionally, of course. Which him do you think he means? Or she means? Or it means?
Oh, I say, why, hello, X. I was not aware that we were going to have a session today.
Is that what you call this? A session?
Yeah, actually, is this what you call a session? Because I thought we were just hanging out. This is my time to, like, let my hair down. I have to be Sergeant Gazi out there.
Dismiss this imbecile from the room and our session may begin.
Well, I don't need you alien scum anyway! And he storms out as Sergeant Gazi.
Oh, poor Sergeant Gazi.
Would you like to build a bomb?
That was extremely rude, what you just did.
And your point?
Why don't we begin our session? Have a seat. Did you really come here because you wanted to build a bomb, or is there something else that is actually on your mind? Please have a seat.
No, I came here because I want to build a bomb.
You hear a little voice in your head. Maybe a memory, maybe telepathy. Remember, you're here to make friends.
It's like her like cheeks like twitch a little.
It's really weird around the beak.
Well, in order for us to make an improvised explosive device, we would require raw material. How do you propose that we acquire the raw material?
You have these things on this ship, do you not?
We do have explosives, yes, but then we will have to get them. We will require permission from the quartermaster.
Why?
Feral, would you like to, like, connect with someone? Maybe figure out what's going on with X, because not everyone busts into your door asking Bill to bomb with you.
Sure, I'm alone with him. I'll use psychoanalysis. Why not?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I versus mischief tree.
That's a 7.
Alright, what happens on a 7?
You get to ask one question.
Yeah, he was doing with psychoanalysis.
Yeah, but it's still real. It's still the not real person. It's still connected.
Yes. Yeah. So you get to ask one real person question.
You don't have to ask it right away. That? You can ask it during the conversation.
So that is when you connect with someone. You can either ask, "What are you feeling right now? What or how do you really feel or think about blank? How can I get you to do something? What happened back there? What do you want or need most right now?" Hmm.
And you can ask it at any point in the conversation. You don't have to ask it right away.
Okay. Is this on the board somewhere?
It's upper left, top left, upper. Second one down.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard to see. Okay. We need the quartermaster's permission because that is how things work in the military bureaucracy.
And do you believe you can acquire the quartermaster's permission as if I could?
With the right amount of convincing, yes.
Then I would appreciate it if you would do such convincing.
So it seems like you want to maybe manipulate Feral in here into doing something. Uh-huh. Why don't you roll seduce or manipulate?
Style.
And if you think you don't want to be manipulated, you can interfere.
Okay.
It's at a plus 0, though. So there's considerable risk to the roll.
Nope.
So, tell me how you, do your thing.
It's not like we're going to use it to kill anyone here.
Can I counter-manipulate?
No, I lost the roll.
No, if you want, you can, so, manipulation is only when you want someone to do something, so you would ask them, and then once you've asked someone, you've triggered the move, and then you would roll.
Okay, so I have to, okay, well, I will attempt to counter-manipulate.
What do you want him to do?
Well, for example, X says it's not like we're going to kill anyone, right?
To which you say.
Why not? You don't seem to like Sergeant Ghazi very much. Just...
Are you proposing we kill Sergeant Ghazi? How delightful.
I am merely conjecturing, but after all, it was you who walked into my door, barged into my session, and proposed that...
We build a bomb. I know.
If one were to be careful enough, Sergeant Ghazi could suffer an unfortunate accident.
I'm listening.
Well, if you're going to figure out how to kill Sergeant Ghazi, maybe you need to wrap your head around this problem. You guys,
time for brains.
You guys can work on that.
So yeah, but it's going to take some time unless he has. I wrote my thesis on this.
No, right? I don't.
Yeah, I would assume that. It takes a little bit of time. Yeah. About 5 minutes into writing this, 3 armed guards run into the room. What? Freeze, alien!
What does this mean?
Why do you want to kill Sergeant Ghazi?
The imbecile.
Why do you want to kill Sergeant Ghazi? Answer right now. Put your hands up.
I don't particularly have a mind to kill anyone. It was Farrell's idea.
Is this true? I think you're going to need to get yourself out of trouble here.
Sure. How do I do that?
Well, they're looking to you to be a very convincing person. I think you're going to need to roll steel to make a, keep your cool, to make a convincing sounding story.
Which one's keep my cool?
That's steel.
Steel?
Yeah.
Alright. Let's go for steel. That's an 8.
Alright, so, you have a difficult decision before you, because, on the one hand, maybe you could open up to X if you try to defuse the situation. But on the other hand, if you just let them take him off, you probably won't get in any trouble. So, what do you want to do with this?
I make a very unhappy face at the guard, and I say something along the lines of, "This is a very inappropriate intrusion of our privacy."
We monitor all rooms for your safety.
When I allow other crew members to come into my quarters to have these types of talks, I allow them to express all of their feelings, however negative or positive. I was merely trying to get Ix to express her feelings towards Sergeant Ghazi so that she may better understand and perhaps deal with her anger issue. No one is actually suggesting that we murder the sergeant, are we?
They eye you carefully.
I kind of feel like I need to roll something here to determine.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you want to play this.
I'm thinking read the situation.
Yeah, why don't you read the situation?
Whether or not I believe that they're going to kill me and I need to lie, or...
Yeah.
I don't read it.
All right, so you don't have a great idea of this. What is your interpretation of the situation? Seems like they're probably going to gun you down right now if you don't say something they like. Shoot you like the dogs they are.
Oh, I was thinking that if I failed it, I would think that they wouldn't shoot me.
And this is what you think?
You are
very convinced they will shoot you right here and now.
I wasn't going to kill Ghazi. I was just engaging in a conversation with Feral.
They lower their weapons. Alright, you're going to need to report to Artemis. For a full briefing of this.
Aye.
They walk out of the room. You can see their shoulders relax. Maybe it was all for show. Maybe they were going to have to kill you. Yes. Graham.
Yeah?
Where do you like to go right before deployment?
I'm down in the mech bay, singing baby to sleep. Like I always do before a mission, because she gets really nervous. So I'm there singing to her. And she's making big noises. It's pretty wonderful.
Sort of whale-like?
Yeah. She's really gigantic, and I'm sort of like snuggled up by her face. She's like down on the floor. That's just what I'm doing.
Ensign Kimura is carrying around her wrench, just eyeing the mechs to see which one she wants to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a normal thing? They've experienced this before on
yes.
the ship?
Yeah. Well, people have seen me do this before. Whether or not this particular person has or not is up to them.
Ensign Kimura is relatively new, and she just kind of gives you a look, tilts her head. Are you singing to that thing?
You got a problem with it?
No?
Good.
You know, they're not that smart.
And I stand up slowly, and I'm going to death glare her. Wherein I roll plus steel instead of fire to get in her face.
Alright.
So that's a 10.
A 10 on get in your face. A 10 up. They do what you want, or you hurt them. So, so what do you want, Ensign?
I
want
to hurt
her. You want to hurt her?
Yeah. I'm just gonna walk slowly up to her. She's taller than me. I'm going to backhand her across the face without saying a word, and then go back and sit back down.
She doesn't move.
I sit down cross-legged with my back to her and start singing again.
Do you ever check on your mech chest before you go out to combat, or you just kind of figure they're going to be fine?
I have never been out to combat.
Oh.
So I might be poking around my mech to, like, figure out how it even works. I've basically used it once, I think.
Once you think.
I couldn't tell where the training simulators ended and the training began. It's unclear. It's unclear. It's not...
It's the fault.
Well,
the GUI was too good. It was
yeah.
Too good graphics, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
So you see Ensign Kimura get backhanded almost out of nowhere.
Oh, shit. Are you okay? And I run over Ensign Kimura.
Yeah, I think. So, do you see that?
No.
She just backhanded me.
Really?
Yeah, for like no reason.
That is ridiculously unprofessional.
I mean, all I asked her is that she knew that these things aren't that smart.
Well, technically, they are pretty smart. I mean, it depends on what you meant by not that smart.
Well, I know they've got reactions and they've got reflexes, but they can't really perceive very well.
Well, it depends on what kinds of perceptive organs they have. See, this one's mine, and I point at it. It has 6 eyes. That doesn't mean it can see 6 times as well as you, or even 3 times as well as you, but it does mean it can see pretty well.
And it's smart enough not to get backhanded.
No, that is inappropriate and unprofessional.
Wait, you're Chet, right?
Yes.
Chet's your name.
Yes, it is.
You're our new little medic, right?
Yes.
That's good. Looks like her lip's bleeding. Are you going to fix it?
Would you like me to fix your lip?
No, I'm fine. It's no big deal.
I pull out a needle. Are you sure?
Very.
Okay.
I'm going to go fix. And she trails off and just walks away as calm as you please.
So, why'd you backhand her?
Because baby is more intelligent than she'll ever be.
I don't know that that's technically true.
Well, you can think that.
So, yours is named Baby?
Yes, she's named Baby. And I love her.
Do they all have names?
Well, I mean...
Or did you just name yours?
I named mine. Have you named yours? This one?
I haven't named mine. I think somebody else probably named it before. It's kind of well-loved looking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just point at the parts where there's metal showing through the flesh.
Yeah. Is there maybe a name scratched into the metal somewhere?
Yes. Rorge.
Rorge
is
Rorge.
Scratched in there somewhere.
Yeah, so yours is Rorge.
Well, you don't know whether this was Rorge's mech or this is Rorge.
Well, I think its name is Rorge now.
Yeah, it's as good a name as any.
I'd like to connect with you.
Yeah, good.
Good.
And I got a 10.
Yay!
Oh, wow. So ask a question.
What do you want most right now?
I think what I want most right now is for baby to go to sleep and to go to my quarters and have hot cocoa and go to sleep as well. I'm an old woman. I've seen this shit. I'm not nervous.
How could I get you to let me administer a sleep aid to baby?
You will have to convince me that it's not going to hurt her at all.
Zero side effects.
Zero side effects. No possible side effects. She won't be drowsy tomorrow, won't give her weird dreams. Like, you're going to have to really convince me.
Low calorie.
Yeah. Gluten-free.
Can I help you sing baby to sleep?
You would sing baby to sleep? Oh, come here. And she, like, takes you by the arm, like this, and leads you over to baby, and proceeds to teach you baby's favorite songs.
This is a side of these, friends I've never seen before.
Well, it depends on how advanced they are. Some of them, you know, mostly clunky metal ones, they, I don't know, they're mostly just robots, but baby is special.
You can cut them open 100 times and tear out all their organs, but you'll never really know what they're like until you sing one to sleep.
I think you're going to need to roll, keep your cool. Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yes.
Alright.
Keep my cool successfully. I guess that's how medics think. You're alright, kid.
All right. The next scene I want to do.
So can I make my joke now? Dear Princess Zarin. Today, I learned to make a weapon of mass destruction with my new friend, Feral. While we had a hard time communicating at first, everything worked out in the end.
Yay! And I got grounded.
Speaking of getting grounded, you heard about the incident in Feral's office. You're probably going to need to talk to Feral about his side of things.
I send a message to Feral that he is to meet me at the gym.
I go to the gym.
So, Artemis spends a lot of her time here doing physical therapy. It's difficult. She needs to keep all of her parts coordinated. The cybernetic prosthetics aren't as fancy or as nice as some of the new vet-grown ones, but they're hers. This means she needs to keep her body tuned up, and she needs to keep the biological side of her body strong to match the cybernetics. So, she's sitting there doing bicep curls, sitting on a bench with her flesh arm. With her left, actually. And she looks up and she says, "Black." And she pats the bench next to her and kind of looks over to it.
Okay. I walk over and I sit down.
I'm going to connect with the person.
That's a good idea.
Even though I'm terrible at this job. I'm terrible at this job. It's a 4. So what the hell happened back there?
Sergeant Ghazi came to me looking for advice about personal issues, and I was more than happy to provide that advice. Though what I did not anticipate was that Yix came in and rudely interrupted our friendly conversation while I was trying to build a rapport with Sergeant Ghazi, and the first thing that she said was, "Why don't you just kill him?"
I put the weight down, step off the bench, and then they start doing one-handed push-ups on the bench. And I say, "Really? So what did you think when Yix said that?"
It was clear that Yix had something on her mind. And so when Sergeant Ghazi left, understandably confused and distraught, I allowed Yix to sit down and vent her emotion. I wanted to hear what she had to say. I wanted to see what...
That. I asked what you thought, and I stop, and I sit back down on the bench, and I pick the weight up again, but I just kind of hold it in my hand. I asked what you thought when Ix asked Sergeant Ghazi whether or not he should just kill, I assume, Chet.
Are you trying to get in someone's face?
Not yet. Oh, I'm getting close. I want to see what he says first.
Actually, I believe that Ix was suggesting that we kill Sergeant Ghazi. Now, so...
So I take the weight, and I kind of, like, push it up against your chest, still with my left arm, my weak arm.
Okay.
And I say to you, "Now why would you think a thing like that?"
That is explicitly
yes.
in someone's
yes,
face.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And that is also a 5. I clearly misunderstood the situation.
You're pretty sure that Artemis... is about is swinging at you with this dumbbell, but
okay,
she's a little slow because she's been working out. I think you might be able to get a crack in before she breaks your skull open.
I'm gonna actually keep my cool in spite of that.
All right,
do I roll?
Yeah. What do you want to do? Like, just she's swinging at you with a dumbbell.
Actually, I'm just going to try to block it. See, she's pushing it towards my chest. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to try to block it, like, to show that I'm unfazed by this
okay.
gesture.
Okay, definitely keep your cool.
Okay. That is a 7.
Alright. You can block it, and she's definitely not going to be able, and you can, like, grab your hand around it and maybe wrench it out of her grasp, but that's going to hurt a lot. Or you could... back up, but show weakness.
No, I'm gonna let it hit me.
Alright. As you attempt to place a threatening object on Feral, he throws his hand out much faster than you expected, and it just collides with the dumbbell. You hear a...
on my wrist?
Yeah, on your wrist.
Oh, shit.
Your... right arm. Why don't you mark...
However, oh, this is beautiful. No, but I actually This whole thing happens, but I maintain my gaze with Artemis. I even hear it, and I just don't even react.
So I'm gonna need you to mark off your right arm. You got some
right arm.
You might need to go see a medic about that, perhaps.
Oh, okay, good. I say to her, "Remember, Ix is not like us."
And I throw the weight down. King, 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 king.
She does not have a filter, and she will often just say whatever pops into her head.
She often also, and I'm losing my cool a little bit here, I think, too.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do a thing about that? Because I just broke his hand. Cool? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you.
Because I have a job. I was sent down here to do a job, I was supposed to send him down here to do a job. So, hey guys. I'm sorry. I didn't, and I reach out with my other hand, and I grab your other arm, and I squeeze a little bit too hard. And it's not enough to break your forearm bones, but I can hear them grinding a little bit. And I say, look, just go to a medic, go get that looked at. I'm sorry. And I stand up, and I rush out of the room.
Ix, why did you go to Chet? Right after Sergeant Ghazi stormed out and you got guns leveled at you.
Because Chet might know where some necessary supplies are.
Mm. So were you just, where did you go after you sang a beautiful lullaby to a biomech?
Probably back to the infirmary, just because that's technically my job, and I had finished lunch and finished checking in on my mech.
Oh. Alright, so there you are. You burst in, or walk in, or alien in.
She just walks in, standing perfectly rigid, like she's very straightforward, very stiff.
My gaze is unbroken.
We're the staringest party ever.
I watch you as you walk in.
Why do you look at me like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I staring? Oh, I'm such an idiot. Oh my gosh.
As much goes without saying.
Yes. Yes, it does. I've never met you in person before.
I don't believe we have had, as you call, the pleasure.
We have definitely not had the pleasure. My name is Chet, and I reach out to shake your hand.
Ah, yes, they have taught me this one. Very well.
I take your hand, and I kiss it.
Yeah!
M'lady.
There is no... Don't forget to pound it! What's that?
Don't forget to pound it!
There is no keeping the cool.
What kind of hands do you have? Sorry.
Do they have bones in them? Or do you have, like, a little squid?
No. I don't want her to be quite as squid-like as the other. So I would say she's, you know, I don't know how to go with just slightly alien-looking.
What
but
color
not...
is she? Is she, like, light purple or pale white?
Yes, I always make the alien chick a different color. That's how you know she's an alien.
Right.
Or maybe you always look like your skin is wet despite it not being.
Yeah. Moist.
No.
Like a snake.
Yes, that actually is, like, more that it looks kind of dry with a sheen.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's a look.
Because and there are other things that we could potentially do with that later. So
that's true.
I'll go with that. So kind of, like, scaly, but you know how some snakes have very tight scales, so it's not terribly obvious. Like, it's not, like, rough. It can be very smooth.
So your hand feels kind of like the underside of a snake.
Yes.
I think
the soft under.
You should probably connect with someone.
Oh, I was going to connect with my fist.
Oh, you're just immediately right to that.
She was taught the handshake.
Well, if you're, you know...
She was not taught the smoothness.
You just cracked Chet right on the head.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I too forward?
What means forward?
Did you need something? I'm just rubbing my head.
Synth skin. I require synth skin.
That's an interesting request, but I think we probably have some in this cabinet here.
Excellent. May I procure some from you?
Yes, certainly. I walk over to the cabinet and start rooting through it. So, how long have you been here on this ship?
Not long. We were moved to this ship merely hours before takeoff.
I'm going to roll to connect with you.
Aww.
Go, heart, go. 9.
How do you really feel about me kissing your hand?
I thought my fist described very well how I felt.
Aww. What are you feeling right now, watching me rummage through this cabinet to find things for you and...
Like, at least this human is useful.
Alright, I think I found it, and I pull out a canister of synth skin.
Excellent. You have proven yourself.
May I ask what you're going to use it for?
Well, clearly, to repair some skin I have damaged. Perhaps not my own.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, this would not be good for your skin.
I am not an idiot.
I am an expert on your skin, I say, handing you a can of scent skin.
Is your race even equipped with the technology to repair skin such as mine?
Not yet, but I plan to invent it.
I doubt that very much. But if you do, you shall have my respect.
How could I get you to hang out with me later?
Yeah. Maybe you need help.
He needs to do some research firsthand on your skin.
Why firsthand? No. Remember, just hang out with your friends.
If you would like to spend time later, I suppose I can allow such a thing.
Like, at your quarters? Or...
What does it matter, the location?
Location is very important for building rapport.
Then choose a location that builds appropriate rapport.
Your quarters.
Feral walks in, holding his breast.
Feral, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Are you? You look like you are holding your wrist. And this is a medic's office. Unless you're looking for some synth skin, which I just gave away, I assume you're injured.
Well, have we determined what the options he has for his...
I don't know. Yes. What have you done?
I'm well supplied,
mm-hmm.
and I have a field kit to use while deployed.
Nice. Awesome. You're not. You're too much of a scrub to have assistance, though.
I am.
Well, no fine assistance. Is a relative term. I am largely fine, though I believe my wrist will need to be reset.
Oh, okay. Well, here, just lie down on this operating table. They're all operating
tables.
Have
you seen humans heal each other?
No.
What do you think about it? You want to stick around for this, or just disgust yes. you?
Probably a little bit of both. She has shed her skin long ago, but since, you know, she's basically a mad scientist full of brains, she's interested in it from the scientific.
Hmm.
And being that this is the longest leash she has been allowed since her her betrayal.
You can get away with almost murder.
Yes, she would stay to watch.
Are you going to stay and watch me work, Ix?
I feel I could learn much from the technology you humans use to repair one another.
Oh, well, this looks like it's a very minor fracture, so I won't use much technology. I'll mostly be using my hands.
Interesting.
So, I hear you've got some moves for this.
I do have some moves for this. I gently massage the wrist and then reset it. Pull it back into place. I'm a field medic.
Well, you pull it back into, and then we'll determine if it's not its place.
Oh, snap.
That's not the sound you want to hear.
Oh, no. It's an 11.
It's a 12.
Oh.
It's...
You're well supplied.
All right. Do I... Oh, I have plus one tech already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you get almost all of your choices there?
On a 10 plus, I get to pick 2. On a 7 to 9, I would only pick 1.
Mm.
I can do it quickly. They'll be as good as new and ready for duty right away. And the other option is, I won't need any extra supplies or equipment. Mm. And so...
You're at the HQ, yeah, at so HQ. I feel like... Yeah.
I'll do it quickly, and the week good is new and ready for duty right away.
So, you might need to go see the quartermaster at some point to get some more stuff, because you used your last splint.
Okay.
Massage.
Well, I pull it back into place, but then what I've got to do is I've got to wrap it, because, you know, and probably apply some sort of fast healing ointments to it.
That's a good idea.
Because, you know, while it's pretty minor, and I don't need to use, like, fancy tricorders and stuff, I can just set it, bind it, apply poultices, etc.
So you can
somebody's gonna go pilot a mech tomorrow.
I'm going to...
Tomorrow? Yeah,
exactly.
I admire...
In 3 hours.
I look down and admire Chet's handiwork. And I say, Chet, you have very steady and delicate hands. And if
Thank
you survive this war, you may even aspire to be a decent surgeon someday.
Thank you.
Do you think the Chet's hands seem... Like, do you want to check them out some more? Because Feral thinks they're pretty deft.
Explain to me the technique you just used.
Humans have an endoskeleton. When it's fractured, you can pull it and snap it back into place. It's relatively rudimentary, I know, compared to the type of anatomy you're probably used to, but it makes it easy to fix.
Interesting.
Now, I did apply some fast healing creams. Those are fancy and I have no idea how they're made, but, yeah.
As I can see it, you do good work. Our kind might have healed that injury on our own. But seeing you frail creatures, it is good to have someone like you aboard. This crew might not last long otherwise.
I hope that they last long, whether I'm useful or not. Honestly.
So, after you sing Baby to Sleep, where do you like to go?
Hot chocolate in bed.
Hot chocolate in bed? Do you like it when people knock on your door you're in bed?
Only if they're dying.
They're just... trying to resupply some healing ointments and bandages, for example.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would like it super much, but I'll have to see. I'm going to be grumpy. Oh, dear God. Ugh, come in. Are you dying?
No.
Then what do you want?
Graham. I need more bandage wraps, because I just had to fix Black's arm for whatever reason. You know, I didn't ask why that happened.
Give me a second. She sort of rolls herself out of bed. Okay, yeah, I can, I'll go see what I've got. So, his wrist was broken? What? How? And you didn't even ask how it happened?
You know, I didn't really think about it. I was kind of distracted by Yix.
the alien?
Yeah, the alien.
Yeah, she's pretty horrifying.
In a good way, though.
Would you like to connect with a person?
Yeah, let's connect with a person. Oh, snake eyes.
Here, I'll connect with you. You should do that. 9.
You got the questions?
Yes.
Okay, good.
How do you really feel about me thinking X is attractive?
I'm initially repulsed, but am quickly trying to rationalize it as youthful naivete. You're young, probably going to fall in love with the most exotic thing you see. It just happens to be a genocidal war criminal. Alien monster. Killed me.
Right. What do you need most right now?
More sleep.
Okay.
Let's take a nap before you deploy.
Yeah.
Well, let's make this quick. Also, I didn't get to ask a question.
That's fine.
That's alright. So, should I roll my quartermaster thing?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think you just have this down.
Okay.
You just have this sort of thing. You don't need to, like, do any weird special favors.
So I go to, like, my big old cabinet, which is, like, a gigantic walk-in closet full of all sorts of shit. And I rummage around, and I find it, like, here, is this enough? I hand you a large box full of bandages.
Oh, yeah. This'll do really well. Definitely want to have plenty of supplies for the mission.
So is Feral okay? Is he compromised?
Feral will be fine. Right. Feral is in tip-top shape.
Hmm. All right. Are you sure Ix didn't break his wrists?
I am not sure of anything. Feral is kind of a weird, closed book type.
Yeah, but he can... He's fine. He can take care of himself. He'll be alright.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I could believe that he let me reset his wrist while the person who broke his wrist watched me do it and didn't mention anything.
Hmm, that makes sense. I could see that. Mm-hmm. Well, the next time somebody comes to you with something broken, you tell me how that got that way.
Okay, I'll try and remember to ask. Wow,
wow, wow. Shit. 1 hour to Planetfall.
Look here, rookie. Tomorrow we make Planetfall. And this is probably your first or maybe your second time in mech. But you just know that good old Graham is going to make sure you're all right. And if things get nasty out there, if it gets to be weedy, you can just run and hide behind Baby, and she'll make sure that you're safe, all right?
I appreciate that a lot. More than you know. Do I need to do anything special for Planetfall? Unrelated.
Well, I mean, your kit's in order, right?
Like, I sure hope so.
You've checked out your mech. Okay.
No, sang Baby to sleep instead of doing that, actually.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. You go and you make sure you get double what you think you need in your medical pack. I'll go check on your mech for you to make sure that you don't immediately die, and I'll see you in an hour, all right? How's that?
All right, two pairs of pants.
Two pairs of pants, three pairs of underwear, because you're going to shit in two of them.
And I run away.
It is 10 minutes to Planetfall.
Between then and now, I think I've been back in my quarters.
Okay.
Lying on my bed, you know, flexing my hand with a bottle of something in the other.
Good old bottle.
This is not helping because I don't have that move. But I'm trying to figure out how to keep.
You got time.
How to keep this team together without everything just going to hell. I've got to figure out how to get Ix to just stop saying crazy shit that's going to get everyone in trouble. I need to figure out how to make it up to Black, because... No, Black.
Black, okay. Sergeant Black.
You didn't deserve that, and I fucked everything up, and I've got a team to lead out there, and yeah, I need to roll.
You do.
I need to roll brains.
All right.
Oh, good, I ripped a roll. Eight.
All right.
So on an 8...
Let's see... On a 9, you get some hint or insight, but nothing definitive.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty sure that one of the best ways to bring a team together is the heat of battle. Maybe just getting some time in your mechs, out bonding, protecting each other is the way to go.
Can I try to catch Ix before we head out?
You can have a quick conversation.
Mm-hmm. So I think I found you. Where would you be right before deployment?
Minutes before deployment.
Hmm.
So how did it go?
It was going fine, I think, until we were interrupted. Do you think you can help me pressurize this synth skin?
Sure.
Excellent. I'll be on my way to Ghazi's room.
No! We're gonna deploy! You gotta stay here! Come on! We gotta be on team. We gotta show them that we mean business.
But I thought you wanted... Oh, never mind.
Ix.
Hey. Yes?
I'm sorry, did I interrupt something?
Don't tell him anything.
Not really.
Don't tell her anything.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. I don't know who everyone's playing.
Hey, I heard there was a bit of a mix-up earlier.
I suppose that is what your species calls it.
Look, Ix, I realize you don't like us very much, and I realize this whole thing's a little strange for you. But you and I have an understanding, right?
We do.
Okay. Look, I'm asking you to do me a favor.
And?
Try to observe the other members of the team a little bit more. Try to see what sort of things that they do that seem normal to us. You're part of our team now. And I think that you'll make them less uncomfortable. And it did seem like you were at least trying to reach out to Black.
Don't let her erase our culture.
So, I just think you're going to have a much easier time of it. Like us or not. Because I don't expect you to like us. But if you're going to fight alongside of us, make an effort. I'd really appreciate it, personally.
I believe I have already learned the first lesson from watching your kind...
Can I actually do a seducer
manipulate? Yes, that's a seducer manipulate. Yes.
Well, that's a 9, unless you'd like to interfere.
No, she doesn't interfere with that.
Okay. Like, you'll get XP if you behave.
She, in one way, I think, confuses it in terms of she believes she's starting to do this by learning to repair your frail human bodies. From watching the medic. She's trying to do what you said, she just doesn't understand exactly all of what you're getting at.
Oh, hey, watch out. Those things, those canisters, they can explode if they're agitated too much. I had that happen to me once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, be careful.
I had no idea.
All right. Team, let's go! We have our first mission. And I walk over to Deadeye. Deadeye is almost entirely mechanical. Deadeye's sort of pod-shaped with, like, bird legs. The right arm is a small manipulator arm. There's a pulse laser on the belly, on a little turret. The entire right arm is basically just a strut on a ball joint, and this massive Gauss rifle that's practically as big as the mech itself. And the reason it's on the left is because I control it with my left arm. It's not as powerful or as precise, but I have a feel.
You need the human
skin. I need the human skin, yes.
Do you want to give the teams? You don't have
I can. So, let's just get a check. Artemis here.
Graham here.
Black checking in.
Rookie, say your name.
Chet. Chet's here.
Get Chet a new call sign.
Yes.
Good. All accounted for. Command, we are ready to go.
Prepare for planetfall in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, guys. Excuse me. Hey, guys. Don't fuck up.
Prepare, after atmosphere has been cleared, to enter mechs to secure the drop point.
My rising speech just don't fuck up.
The mechs are grabbed by giant mechanical arms. Everyone's in place. Chet, did you know that was about to happen?
I'm like half in place.
It's like I'm grabbing you, you're like sticking up like the cockpit, like eh.
Yeah.
You have to jump onto it. You're taken on a little conveyor belt, and you're just all in a row of 4 right in front of a porthole. Atmosphere clear in 10, 9.
Brace yourselves. Chet, hang on.
8, 7.
It's okay.
A horrendous explosion rocks the entire dropship. You start spinning. You're turning, and you know this is not what was supposed to happen. Seems fine.
We're taking fire. Get ready for emergency deployment.
Zarin, drop now.
Deploy. And you are blasted by a mag rail right out into open air. Are you first?
Yep. Okay, now remember that I have AI and TACnet.
Mm-hmm.
So, AI, give me a readout.
There are no enemies within range.
Is that am I assessing the situation then?
Yeah.
Okay. 9.
I ask you 1.
What is the enemy hiding?
There are no enemies within range. However, that building is ponderous and close. What appears to be a magnificently monstrous worm, over 80 stories, it's like 8 stories tall, and just swaying ever so slightly, is right in the way of where the dropship is headed. You would never have landed on it, but your engines just got blasted or exploded. Maybe it did it.
Ix, please advise, we have obstruction to landing site.
I guess Ix assess time.
Okay.
7.
Alright.
What is the biggest threat to us right now? And us is our immediate team.
Your immediate team?
Nothing for the ship.
There is no significant danger for you on this team right now. The only thing you need to worry about is that ship may be malfunctioning more and crashing into you. If you're agile enough, you should be safe.
Apart from our own ship, there is no danger to us here. I advise we descend immediately.
So you're suggesting we abandon?
Do you think you can catch it?
There are 50 of our teammates on board that ship. We need to clear a path. Does anyone else have... Black, any recommendations?
It looks about maybe 50 feet wide. It's very cylindrical. It's just a gross
it's a worm creature.
Just sort of is swaying ever... No.
Something about the anatomy. Can we get it to move?
I actually feel like this might fall more to Chet.
Real?
If it's biological.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Chet. There's some kind of worm in the way. 80 feet tall.
I don't think it's going to move, guys. I'm not even sure that it's an animal.
Your ship is rocketing towards it.
Do you want to assess?
Yeah, you might want to.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe use
I'm going to assist, because I'm thinking about the biology of this thing. No, we're rivals, so 80. I'm not going to assist hard. But hard enough, that's a 10. So it bumps it up a success level. That's a 10 plus.
8.
Okay.
What is the best way in, out, or through?
So you rolled an 8?
I did.
So that's a 10.
I did roll.
Yeah, that's actually a 10.
Oh, right.
But it bumps it up a success level.
Not just plus 1.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
nice. This
let's
is a,
start with oh, that.
Okay. I think it's a better way of doing that. But anyway.
This what?
That's a better way of doing that.
Well, that's why Vincent Baker switched it in Apocalypse World Dark Age.
So what are your questions? You don't need to ask them all now.
What is my best way in, out, or through for the ship?
Well, you know a little bit about alien anatomy. You've done some studying. And you've heard that a lot of their machinery, even their homes, are biological material. But even this would have reactions, it would have nerves, you might even have bones. Maybe if you could get it to be afraid? You don't know. It's huge. Maybe it's not even smart enough to know if something's hurting it, but...
Talk to me, people.
Alright, what we need to do is scare it out of our way.
This is a job I can do.
What do I do if I want to try to spot a weakness? See if it has it.
What do you got? You got stealth?
I got stealth and spotting.
You have at least sensors.
Yeah. The spotting is only a
that's painting just painting a target. Yeah, that's painting a target. So I think if you wanted to, what you could do...
It's not like you have a sniper in the group or anything.
Well, you know what to shoot at? I mean, you can.
Not yet. But if somebody figures it out...
Yeah, so I'm trying to determine what...
You know exactly what this is. This is a skyscraper. You can help them out. They seem like they're having trouble understanding what this is.
I believe the best course of action to accomplish two goals at once is to shoot part of the ship off, allow some of the crew at least to escape, while diverting that part from the main bulk of the ship, allowing it to destroy the structure.
So you're saying break up the Fist of Apollo?
It's going to do it anyway.
One of the engines has significantly loosened from its mooring.
I think I can make that shot.
Show it to me.
It's probably keeping my cool, to Maybe. Be honest with you.
Oh, if you, because do you not have a sniper? I guess it's not really an enemy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you keep your cool? Make sure you don't hit anything vital, important, gym-like, maybe cafeteria.
Black?
Yes.
Can you paint? Give me a laser sight, no?
I don't think Black has that capability.
Okay.
I mean, it says I can paint a target.
Oh, did you take that?
Yeah.
Oh, you took it. Oh, yeah. You totally
highlight. Highlight the junction. Highlight the junction between the engine and the body of the Fist of of Apollo.
I do that.
All right.
So you're helping.
Yep.
So roll to help.
Okay.
It's a plus 0.
12.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Which is good because I got a 5.
Yeah.
So on a 7 to 9.
Oh, you got what?
I get a 5, but it's a 7 to 9 result.
All right.
This will help. Thank you.
You see the target, and with your left hand, you pull the sniper rifle into position.
Because I'm flying through the air at like hypersonic speed at this point.
You pull the trigger, but a little too fast. You feel it jerk in your hand as the recoil alters the trajectory. Your Gauss rifle fires a shot smack dab into the center of the engine.
a massive...
So I should probably tell you what my weapons are, since I'm firing them.
Tell me.
So the Gauss rifle is 4 damage, extreme range, silent, limited ammo, is the drawback.
Mm-hmm.
The other weapon is a pulse laser. It's 2 damage, close, hot.
Okay. Well, you fire directly into the center of the engine, causing a secondary explosion to happen. There's probably still some fuel left in there. It rocks the dropship one more time, but the engine falls free, tumbling towards the structure. The flaming ball of metal strikes the skyscraper. It bends over and retracts into the ground.
Magnificent.
The dropship slows its descent with its remaining 3 engines just enough so that it, when it crashes into the earth, it doesn't just crash and burn and just crunch everyone inside. Just the people on the lower decks.
They probably...
It skids for like a quarter mile until a significant rock stops and arrests its movement. You hear Commander Sasaki on your tech.
What?
On your tech. God! What did you do? What happened? Did you see? Who's shooting?
You were on a collision course for a building. We had to clear it out of the way or you would have crashed and everyone on the ship would have died.
Oh, God. Who shot us down? Find them.
I will.
Have you seen them?
Yeah. I've seen plenty of hard landings.
These
but...
sneaky aliens.
Sons of bitches.
Well, I mean, are they blaming me for
no,
the
no,
no, this is with
no,
the
they're
initial
terrified.
Hit.
They're terrified of what's happening.
Okay.
All right. We're not reading any significant movement in the area. Just patrol. Look at the engine. Find something. Anything.
Are we talking about the initial impact that caused the ship to go off course to begin with, or are we talking about me shooting them?
They are no longer interested in you shooting them.
Okay. They understand that that's something
yeah.
that I did. Okay.
Yes.
Shouldn't our first priority be to secure a perimeter and evacuate survivors?
I agree with Black. We need to secure the area. If we make too much noise right now...
Perhaps if you need a forward observer, you can...
An enormous spaceship just crashed into a skyscraper, and you're worried about making noise.
Would they have known it wasn't a meteorite?
Is our race known for complete, absurd stupidity?
I apologize. I did not mean to insult you. Look, okay. Well, we still gotta set up a defensive perimeter.
If you require a forward observer.
The hole through which the skyscraper retreated is partially covered, but there are probably witnesses in there.
I'm gonna go stand by the precipice in my giant baby.
In baby?
Can I describe baby now?
Yeah.
Is now where I describe baby? So baby is a large, shielded, 2-armor mech. Very biological. Looks sort of like a cross between the monsters from the new Godzilla movie, the Mutos, with big spiky arms, and has a shell, but it's also armored with metallic plates all over its body. It has the mind of a child, and doesn't really have language, and is sometimes emotional. The weapons are stabby arms, which are the primary weapons, which is 3 damage, armor-piercing and forceful. They're also dangerous, which is the drawback. And then I have jaws, which are 2 damage and also armor-piercing and also dangerous. They're dangerous because in a sort of... the tech level in this one is so biological that I neurologically interface with it and feel whatever pain it feels. So when it takes damage, I take damage. I also sort of am in touch with its mind and have to deal with feeling its childlike fears and panic in situations and keep it on task. So that's emotional harm that I have to take. So that is my mindset.
Awesome.
Baby.
You're staring over the precipice of these dangerous, well, they can report on you.
Better just to kill it, old one.
Remember what
she's gonna ignore you.
Remember what I said, Ix.
Is this the skyscraper pokes its head out of the hole.
Stab it!
Use appropriate honorifics with the old one.
It what?
What would those be?
Just call her Grams.
Gram? That's hardly going to do the job. Note, the hole in the top, it has to breathe.
It's wriggling. There's a big gash in the top of its something.
Yeah, I'm gonna aim for the hole, but I'm not going to acknowledge Ix.
You just cut into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movement in it, too. Maybe, probably some kind of nest or something.
Yeah, best to kill it. I wish you breathed fire, baby.
So, your veteran is, well, it seems to be fighting a,
killing some alien scum, that's what I'm doing.
Killing some alien scum.
If she's in trouble, she'll let me know.
Yep.
So, are we still there?
If anyone who wants to be still using their jets can, but, you probably won't. You could either be in the air or,
because Graham's clearly on the ground at this point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look for high ground and kind of set up an observation point.
Mm. The highest ground nearby is actually on top of the Fist of Apollo.
Okay, fair enough.
You can see for miles around, maybe 50, 100 more beasts like this, but they're all a fair ways off. There's sort of a mist in the way. It's hard to tell what's going on. Maybe they didn't see you. Maybe they thought something else. I don't know. Maybe those things aren't occupied. Maybe it's not.
Artemis, do you see anything hostile up there?
I don't see anything. AI, monitor TechNet. Make sure no bogeys appear and keep me informed if they do.
Will do.
I turn to Chet. I go, Chet, why don't you secure the perimeter and make sure that our comrades make it out of the wreckage?
Okay. I can do that, I guess.
Why don't you go with him?
Try to secure them.
Black.
All right.
You know about these things, biology. If you run into one of them, you know what to do.
Yeah, you fucking kill him.
You're knee-deep in informants, maybe spies, and witnesses.
Witnesses.
Scum.
Scum.
You can't even make them out because the rooms reform and close around them as if to protect them.
Gross.
But you can get
them. Yeah. It's child's play. Stab. Stab. Bite. Get him, baby. Don't eat that, though. Good girl.
Kills civilians. Yes,
so alien.
At the moment, I would like to take
scum.
2 points for being our resident psychopath twice.
Oh, so you're the fans. What was the other one?
Getting you to shoot our own ship.
Oh, yeah.
You did do that, didn't you?
Look, I trust Ix. She's crazy, but she knows what she's doing.
It doesn't necessarily have to be wrong, it just has to be insane and inappropriate.
I know! It's awesome!
Alright, Black, lead the way.
The ground is soft and porous and muddy, spongy, fleshy. The air is thick with sort of bluish, greenish tinge, almost, not quite fog, but almost there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly rocky around this area. There isn't another one of those skyscraper worm things around here for at least a mile or three or more.
Actually, do we have an idea where the dropship is? I guess we can follow the smoke trail.
Oh, it's real easy. You're right. Within sight, obviously.
I tell Chex, follow these coordinates. And by the way, I need to check my optical camouflage to see if I'm damaged. But don't worry, I'll be right here next to you. Okay. And I cloak.
Keep your cool not to giggle maniacally.
You patrol around the edge. How are you feeling right now? On an alien planet?
It's all foggy, and I'm just kind of singing to myself in my mech.
Are you fine? You found this? You kind of freaked out?
I'm super freaked out.
Why don't you keep your cool? Or not?
Okay. I'll try. 8.
Alright. You're patrolling around, and you get up to a particularly large, sort of porous rock thing, just riddled with holes, and out from behind it, silently, hops this creature. It's all legs and arms, and it's jumping fast. Within feet of you.
Black, I come to the rescue.
Black, are you there? You're here, right?
I come to the rescue. What do I re-roll for that?
Heart.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Unless you have a substitution move, which the veteran has.
That's right.
Try it.
Do I already know its vulnerability?
No.
Well, that doesn't matter.
You probably can't even see it very well. It's moving real fast.
Hmm. All right, I'll try hard. Actually, why are you humming? that's a 7.
All right. So listen to your...
Actually, I'm in my cockpit listening to classical music. I actually kept the channel between Chet on. Didn't know I kept it on. I just wanted to see, listen to how he...
Yeah.
All right.
To him.
Someone gets left behind when you attempt to save Chet from this thing.
Oh, someone gets left behind.
Is it you?
Ooh, yes. I had to grapple it and stick it. Well, I guess I should describe my weapons. So, well, anyway, I stick it and I grab it. I grapple with it and we roll down a muddy slide or something like that, leaving Chet by himself on the premise.
All right, and...
He gets respect for that.
Yes, you gain respect for that.
Mark off on respect.
Okay.
It says it in the move. You grapple with this thing, and as you're fighting it, you realize that you're stretching its limbs. It's taut.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... When you get to the bottom of the hill, you pull it up, and its arms rubber band until they snap. And this little, 2 foot across creature...
Mm-hmm.
Just lays down. It's got long, floppy ears.
Okay. So, my mech is humanoid. It was one of the earlier attempts by the humans to make a more biological mech. They just straight grew a large humanoid in a vat. And so it's got, fibrous tissue. But then they were like, alright, this thing needs armor. So they just put an a composite armor exoskeleton on top of it.
The juice that filled it up is smeared across you. Sort of a pink jelly.
No, it's good. I actually, since I have articulate hands, I'm actually, 2 feet across, you said?
It's got about 2 feet across. Little torso. Itty bitty arms. It looks small and deflated now.
I reach out and grab it. In my hand.
It dangles dead in your hand.
That's a nice color on you, Feral.
It's not exactly...
Well, when they say, when in Rome.
You almost certainly recognize this creature.
Ooh, I flick the dead creature towards Ix. I'm like, why don't you give this present to your new boyfriend, Chex?
Chex. Says command.
I understand not your implications.
It's a small vermin creature.
Merely a joke.
They eat crops. Kind of annoying.
Look, you killed a rodent.
Is everyone okay out there?
Doing great!
It stopped moving. Are you still cutting?
We've got enemies.
One of them
made off of Black.
Graham, we're gonna need you out here. I think it's done. Graham!
Right. Yep, up. Alright, fine. Where are your coordinates?
Return to the dropship.
But you don't understand. Chet was attacked by a ferocious bunny rabbit, I believe.
That was.
Look, we're on an alien planet. It's okay if we don't recognize all of the wildlife right away, Chet. You didn't let it get the better of you, and that's what's important.
So where's Feral? You said it ran off of Feral?
He's fine. I got him on my tech net.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
okay. Yes, sorry. The ferocious Charl takes down a team of mech commanders.
Report back to the dropship immediately. Drop everything you're doing. Report back immediately.
We're here, what's going on?
Come inside. One of the secondary exits on the side, it's sort of at an angle right now. Not supposed to be like this, the landing gear's all off.
Of course, yeah.
But... One of the secondary openings comes up. Get back into the hangar.
Yes, sir.
You're met in the hangar once you hop out of your mechs by Commander Sasaki. Are all of you all right?
Everyone present and accounted for, sir.
Yeah.
Does she prefer sir or ma'am?
Sir. I'm sorry. I'm going to need to have you come with us. And five security officers file out with assault rifles.
What is this about?
We're investigating a suspicion.
Of what?
Sabotage.
Sabotage?
Listen, Ix saved us all today. Without her quick thinking, we would probably have just crashed and all died on this planet. And I'm guilt-tripping them. With six.
Hold on. No, I'm not going to help.
Ix. No, I don't want to help Ix. I want to help the rookie, but I don't want to help Ix.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You will get your reports individually later. Go to your quarters immediately.
Ix, it's going to be okay. I'll take care of this, okay?
Are we not going to post sentries to protect the dropship? We are in hostile territory.
Our sensors are online. We will be detecting any hostiles.
Is there a backup team?
There's some security officers who can go out on foot. They've got respirators and rifles. They're going to be milling about fairly shortly as soon as they find a way down to the ground.
And I'm sure the ramp is... Well, I'm sure they'll call us. I'm sure they'll call General Quarters if there's any emergency. We can get it to our mechs pretty quickly. I want to talk to Sasuke before I go back to my quarters. I kind of pull her aside and say, look, promise me something. I don't think Ix did anything. And I will take full responsibility for any of her actions. But you need to... If we're attacked before we get this straightened out, put her in her mech. Send her out with me. Worst case scenario, she's a traitor. We kill her. Best case scenario, we've got more guns out there, which we need. We're on an alien home. We're on the alien homeworld. We're behind enemy lines. They have an almost unlimited force out there if they want to bring it to bear. We need everyone we can get in the field. Please. Thirteen.
We're going to need to pull her aside. And question her.
Do that. I'm not asking you not to. And I'll give my report as well.
If we're attacked, and if she turns out to be a double agent, can I count on you to do what needs to be done?
Of course, sir. We're doing this for humanity, not for any individual one of us. You know that as well as I do. All of our lives have been offered up as a sacrifice here. We may never see Earth again. What that means is that I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
We do have a limited number. Next here. Fine. Ix?
By the way, I'm taking I Think Better This Way from the Hotshots playbook.
Seems reasonable.
And that is, let me read this. The answer I'm looking for is probably at the bottom of a bottle somewhere. When I take time to clear my head in my own unconventional way, roll plus style instead of plus brains to wrap my head around a problem.
Yep. Ix, come with us.
As if I'm not used to it already.
They sort of push you along with their assault rifles, and they take you off.
Oh my, so rough.
And I think that's going to be a session if everyone's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did just get back from a deployment, which means that deployment to downtown to deployment would be the time that if somebody had a relationship that they thought they'd made or broken in some way, that would be a time you would add it or remove it.
Okay.
So I would say if anybody thinks that, if two characters agree that they have a relationship that they didn't have before.
Yeah.
I think we're probably friends.
We're friends. Yep. Yeah.
Chet. Depending on how Chet feels, I can add Chet to my do not kill list.
Oh, God.
So am I.
I kind of want to see how this relationship plays out a little bit first, honestly.
Yeah, I don't feel like we were immediately friends.
Sometimes you just gotta love a dolphin.
That's right. You just gotta love the dolphin.
I mean, we don't know. You could be hate fucking too.
I did,
Although, admittedly, having sex with a rookie solves that problem.
So, hopefully, next time you guys will get to meet Xerinix.
Gross. I would like to say that I think Patrick did a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You guys were wonderful.
I don't want to be here, guys.
I honestly felt like I was the weak link here while playing mine, so I feel like
we're all doing a great job.
Yeah.
You killed a lot of civilians.
Yeah. They deserve to die. They're aiming
so. They were. They could have reported their information to you.
They just need to die.
They just need to die.
Oh, and so, Will, as a reminder for you, as you do Zarin, is that Zarin was the one who really did the betrayal, and Zarin has enormous beef with this homeworld. And so anytime I talk about revenge or anything, it's about...
I figured
it's against have this homeworld. Revenge!
I want revenge!
So Zarin is sort of that terrifying, in being like really sweet and squishy toward all these nice new people, but like bloodthirsty after.
Oh, I figured.
I'm gonna get along great with your med.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.